how is life today in this type of a settlement? In what ways is it different from life in the old days when you were young and at home? What are the main changes that have, or how different was it then? In what ways was it different?
We're gonna go on forever if I start listing everything, but the most important in my point of view is we weren't living as a community. We were living in different areas, and we traveled everywhere by dog team. We traveled where there was food. Like, we would have a different camp in the spring than we did in the summer and in winter. And I think that's the most important difference that I've seen. Important to me because I really enjoyed that kind of life. I used to love being out on the land. I used to love going out with my father, and seems like maybe because there were only few of us living in that camp, there weren't any problems as we see nowadays. And every member of the family had a chore that they had to do in order to survive. And yet in those days, we didn't look at it that way. We didn't look at it, okay, if I don't do my job, we're not going to survive today. We did it with joy. And it's like a dream that happened, because it was so nice. And yet, that's the way we lived, and I really, really enjoyed it.
Why did people give up that way then and come into settlements? What
because of school. The government decided that the kids needed school, education.
So didn't children learn in the old days lots of things? How did
probably a lot more. But the government decided it was time to learn their way. When you look at students in school, taking my daughter, for instance, who is now 11, and she was learning how to write her syllabics. She still wasn't reading properly, and yet it took one day for me to learn it. My mother just sat down with me and said, this is how it's read. And you just keep studying it and studying it. Like, your mother tells you, this is how it's read, once. And I learned it on my own. I started practicing by writing little notes or letters. If my father was gonna be going out hunting and he knows that he's gonna be visiting another family or going to one of my relatives, you write a little letter to them, and that's how you picked it up. And yet it's taken my daughter 6 years to learn how to read it properly.
What else would a girl of, at the age of 11, what else would you have learned at home apart from just
sewing, how to make comics? You start off on very simple things like maybe a pyramids, and then on to comics, how to make parkas, caribou parkas. Even at that young age, I must have been 6 or 7, I remember learning how to make comics, and my mother showing me how to do them. The things that you learn are very important because you know that your family will survive this cold weather at that early age.
Do you learn cooking as well? But did you learn by being told or by watching your mother?
By watching, mostly. But if you're having trouble picking it up by watching, then they tell you how to do it.
So you children seem to grow up a lot faster, learn responsibility then.
Mm-hmm. But you enjoyed it very much. Nowadays seems to be a big chore for kids. A big task that they have to do. There is no enjoyment. For me, it was nothing but horrible. Nothing but horrible days I can recall starting school when I was about 8, 8 and a half. Having to sit in a classroom all day when you could be out fishing or out hunting with your family. It was just, I don't know, it was just terrible. And yet, they pumped it to you so much. Education is so very important. You went on and your parents believed it. And they, because the government was saying if you don't send your kids to school, they're not going to become anything. Your parents start supporting you to continue school, no matter what the price was. I feel I'm the first member of my family who doesn't know my family that well, because I left school when I was, no, I left to go to school when I was 14. I left my family and I was gone for 7 years altogether. By the time I finally went back, I didn't know my younger sister. The closeness was gone. And it took me a couple of years to build it back up with really hard work. But you don't give up.
Is school today any better? Is it doing anything, any good for the children?
Not the way they're teaching it. Looking at Spence Bay, for instance, when they start kindergarten, they don't have their native language. If they do, it's very, very weak. And they learn it in English so that to begin with, their Inuktitut isn't very strong. And when they're having trouble with English, what are they? What is their first language? In order to have any strong language, or in order to pick up another second language, you have to have a very strong language. And when you don't have that, how are you going to assess yourself? How are you going to assess what's important in life? And nowadays you hear teachers talking, saying, boy, I'm having trouble teaching these kids. And when they hear nothing but that, and they know that they're not very strong in either languages, how do you look at yourself? And I think that's why there's so much suicides up here in the north. Because you don't have any firm foundation to begin with. And even if you get a good education, like finishing up to grade 12, there's no jobs in the community. So you spent all your years in high school away from home. And because you don't like being away from home, you don't even look at getting any further education. When you finally make it back home, you're not close to anyone. That closeness has gone, so and you don't have a job, and you, and because they didn't teach you how to go out hunting on your own, even if you're a boy, you can't go anywhere without having to ask somebody, can you take me out hunting? So it gets, I can just imagine what goes on in their minds. In a traditional, I'm a traditional education is very important, very much.
Yeah,
even now, even up to now, I can still say, I wish I had stayed home rather than going to school. Because you have to have a very special skill to be able to make beautiful comics, beautiful clothing, winter clothing. And I can't get there yet. My teenage years were supposed to be spent doing that.
And what worries me is that young people are going to devalue, that schooling will cause them to devalue the old ways. Is that happening?
Yeah, I think that's happening. I said, as I said earlier on, with my generation, it didn't happen with that, but with the younger generation, I think it's beginning to happen. Your mind is on school so much, you're not even realizing the importance of knowing how to survive out there.
Can many of the young people, or any of the guys who've been away to Yellowknife for high school and come back here, do any of them still keep up hunting?
I don't think so. Only on a very nice day. But that wouldn't make your family survive if you're just waiting for a nice day to come around.
So is that recreational hunting, like in the South?
More or less, I think. But then your family would be dead. Because if you were solely living on welfare, the food up here is so expensive, there's no way that your welfare check is going to be enough to feed your family.
How do people survive then with high food prices?
Being able to go out hunting. That's the only way.
Seems to me that traditionally roles were clearly defined. There were certain things that a man did and certain things that a woman did.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of think that, and I may be wrong, that one wasn't thought of as being inferior to the other, but that they were equal and valuable roles. Would that be right?
Yeah. Because how is a man going to go out hunting without the warm clothing that his wife made? And how is a woman going to survive without the